This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rolling along here on a Tuesday. Thank you for hanging with us. A quick little tour around the AFC East continues now as we welcome back in on the Wester Hotline former Bills beat reporter for ESPN.com, currently serving in that role with the Miami Dolphins, or for the Miami Dolphins for ESPN.com. He is Marcel Louis Jacques. Marcel, it's great to have you on the show again. Nate's in for Mike today, and I know you guys go way back as well, so welcome in.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me.
So you're not like in your 70s yet. You moved to Florida on us. I'm kind of still kind of bummed out. We're all trying to get over it still, Marcel.
You know, I took a picture of the weather report today, not to rub it in, but I just saw, you know, across the country, minus 18 in Billings, you know, minus 14 in Kansas City, negative 4 in Chicago. And then there's Miami, and it's 83, and it was like, oh yeah, that's why I did this. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, we're not envious at all here. It feels like one of the longest winters we've ever experienced, but I guess that just is how it happens when you start getting older. So, how are things with the Dolphins? What's the top of the news cycle in Dolphins world here, Marcel? Is Tyreek Hill going to be fine? Do they need to move on from him, or did walking back his comments during Super Bowl week sort of strike the right chord and everyone's on the same page now?
You know, the Dolphins didn't really have much of a plan to trade Tyreek Hill. Obviously, he and his agent walked that comment back pretty strongly over the past, we'll call it month and a half. I think there is a world in which the Dolphins can sit down, the Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, assistant coaches, and have a real discussion about, you know, whether what their ceiling is as currently constructed, you know, with this much money allocated to the wide receiver position, you know, where can they go considering it has not resulted in a playoff win over the past 3 years, and last year didn't even result in a playoff appearance. So I think there's some serious questions, but they're going to look at that 2023 season where they felt like, you know, they were real contenders that just simply ran out of bodies at the end of the season. And I think that's the most likely occurrence as they try to recapture that form. But they do need to rebuild the offensive line. I think the big thing that we hear from fans every year is, you know, hey, Chris Greer, when are you going to address the O-line? And he's got this response that y'all are more worried about it than we are. And it bites him every single year. This year, I asked him about him after the season, and he's like, okay, yep, you're right. I'm concerned about the offensive line. We are going to have to allocate real resources to it this offseason. So it's going to be a rebuild. If Teron Armstead comes back, which is it sounds like that's his plan, they should return three starters with him, Aaron Brewer, and Austin Jackson, who's coming off a pretty significant knee injury. I think it was a torn meniscus or MCL, one of the two. But it was significant enough that no questions asked, he was out for the season. They're going to have to replace two guards, and if Armstead retires, then you're throwing Patrick Paul in there at left tackle. But I think we're seeing real resources being allocated toward that position here in the coming months.
You know, you alluded to the money spent on receivers with the big contract with Tyreek Hill, and now a big contract with Jaylen Waddle as well. I never thought they'd sign Waddle. In fact, I thought if they signed Waddle, that would mean they were going to trade Tyreek Hill. And Nate and I just talked about this in the first hour of our show today here in Buffalo, Marcel, like what the Bengals are going through with Higgins, and they're going to franchise him and try to work out a long-term deal, and they still, of course, have to sign the best receiver in football, or certainly one of the very best receivers in football, in Ja'Marr Chase. And that just seems like a lot of resources to tie up with two franchise-caliber receivers. Miami's a year into it. Do you think there's buyer's remorse there? Like you said, they got to sort of assess where they're at. They've got a lot of assets deployed at one position there.
No, I think it's hard to it's hard to say they would regret signing Waddle. Although that he's kind of that rare occasion over the past few years where they've re-signed one of their own. We've been seeing homegrown talent walk. Andrew Van Ginkle, yeah. Pro Bowler. Christian Wilkins, $100-some-odd million contract. Robert Hunt, Pro Bowler. All of whom, did not get a comparable contract offer from the Dolphins, last offseason. So bringing Waddle back, I think they spent significant assets to get him. You saw when he and Tyreek are on, that 2022 season where Waddle had, I think it was 1,300 yards, Tyreek had 1,700. I think they're kind of they're holding on to that. It's almost a nostalgia factor at this point. That was not the case last season. I don't, for whatever reason, if you want to say it was Tua's health, then sure. But Waddle's production has been dropping ever since that season over the past few years. And Miami is pretty intent right now on spreading the wealth around and, employing more of a balanced offense, incorporating the short, intermediate part of the field, middle areas of the field. So now, in hindsight, it looks like, I don't know if our roster construction fits our current philosophy if you're the Dolphins, but I don't think that there's a lot of regret in rewarding a homegrown guy who's done things the right way. He stayed out of trouble. He works hard. I don't think that's a sense of regret per se. But as Dan Orlovsky said, in a warning to the Cincinnati Bengals, when you sign and pay big money to two receivers and to the quarterback, you better be drafting extremely well, right? The Philadelphia Eagles, for instance. Big money to Devontae Smith, big money to A.J. Brown, big money to Jalen Hurts, and they nailed just about every draft pick you can hope for. So this is really a big offseason for Chris Greer, who, he had sort of a full allotment of draft picks last year, but in 2022, 2023, he had eight combined draft picks to work with. So there's not a lot of – and let's be honest here, he hit on one of them. He hit on one of them. He hit on Devon Achane. That's a hit. The other seven, only Channing Tindall's on the team. Cam Smith is on his way out at this rate. So this is a big year for him in the draft. In Indy and the pro day circuit, he has to hit on these draft picks here. He's got to find some guys who can contribute now and who can contribute on rookie deals for the next few years in order for this model to remain sustainable.
It's not just, Marcel, that the model you're talking about them moving to, what they're going to need for it. I look at just the overall salary cap this year in 2025 for the Dolphins, and it's one of the more top-heavy rosters that I have ever seen in the league. Four guys that are going to make $20 million this year, another five that are going to make double digits in the millions, and a back of the roster that I think what you're talking about is, I think this is the one area the Bills have been good at, is maybe they haven't hit those first-round picks, but they have a roster that turned over six captains last year and basically had their, kind of starters in waiting behind them. And right now, that is definitely not where the Dolphins sit. But a guy like Javon Holland, who's probably going to get a pretty big number in free agency. Like, is that even a conversation that the Dolphins can have right now, knowing that, like, they still got Bradley Chubb on a $28 million cap hit number coming off his second ACL injury? That's not a restructure option. Like, you can't restructure him with an injury history. And so, like, how do you, if you're looking at this team this year, is Javon Holland going to even, like, are they going to even be able to get an offer into him?
They have to. They're not, like you said, they're not in a position to, they're not in position to let him walk. They don't have that on the roster currently. They can go and get a guy like, I don't know, Malachi Starks out of Georgia there with pick 13. That's a popular pick in the mocks, but you still have a hole at safety.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's the only safety you've got. You know, there's Patrick Morris, the seventh round pick from last year. They like him. I don't know that they like him as a starter in year two. But on the other side, though, Javon Holland did not have a good season last season. He did not have a good year last year. Was not voted a team captain. No interceptions. This would be, you know, Anthony Reaver's going to stay put. So he's got back-to-back coordinators now, but did not mesh with Boyer at first. Did not really mesh with Vic Fangio's system. Pretty publicly kicked a pile of rocks in his hand after Vic Fangio parted ways from Miami. You know, very thinly veiled, if thin at all, just not veiled. There are some, so like, it's not like it's a much of a slam dunk as we thought it was going to be after that 2021 rookie season when he was on pace to be, you know, a top five safety in the league. And I'm not saying he's not one of the better safeties in the NFL, but I do think this past year, and maybe a little bit in 2023, he played his way out of market setting money. I know that they have offered him, last year, and they weren't able to agree. They agreed to table it. I don't think he's a franchise tag candidate, so I wouldn't say that that's on the table. But I think both sides have a little bit of leverage here where, you know, if cool heads prevail and they look at this objectively, that I'm sure that they can find a number. But, you know, I don't think Holland has I don't think Holland's play recently warrants high-end money, market-setting money. And I don't think that the Dolphins' roster construction warrants lowballing the one legitimate safety that they have. So, again, like both sides are coming to the table,
right?
With their hands tied behind their back, or at least one hand tied behind their back. Let's hope for their sake that they can use the other one to shake and find an agreement.
Marcel Louis-Jacques, ESPN.com on the Dolphins here on WGR for just a couple of more minutes with us. How is Mike McDaniel being viewed now? It felt like from, you know, our distance here, Marcel, like a rough ride for him this past year. Of course, the quarterback gets hurt, and that is going to, you know, provide a unique set of challenges, of course. But his inability to get much of anything done on offense without him in a league where the Browns last year played six quarterbacks and made the playoffs. Kevin O'Connell gets his rookie hurt in training camp, and here comes Sam Darnold, and oh, look, you know, Sam Darnold suddenly looks like a franchise quarterback again. Some coaches have gotten credit for working and working very effectively with backups, and McDaniel just could not find his way without Tua. How much, if at all, does that stick to him moving forward?
Yeah, I think it definitely bothers him, and I think there was a, there's a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for here, almost like not ego, but Skylar Thompson was his guy. You know, drafted him in the seventh round. They threw him into the fire as a rookie. He almost went up to Buffalo, beat the Bills in a playoff game. You know, maybe a missed. A drop pass, a couple drop passes away from making things really scary for Buffalo, I think. But he just simply did not get the reps as in year two. Matter of fact, he didn't play at all in year two. And while I understand their logic in saying, you know, he took more walkthrough reps than anybody, unfortunately, for a guy whose number one issue was his processing speed, doing things at a walkthrough pace repeatedly doesn't really help you that much. And it looked like it in Seattle. He looked like he was running things at walkthrough pace still. He was processing things at a walkthrough pace, and they were not prepared beyond that. And that just, it simply tanked them. Now, Chris Greer did admit that they were in the backup quarterback market in the offseason. They had a couple guys, at the last second decide to go elsewhere. He wouldn't put names to the claim, but, kudos to them for trying, but it didn't work. They didn't have a guy in place. So I think that's another one right after offensive line is making sure you have a legitimate backup in place. Tyler Huntley dazzled against the Cleveland Browns and then fell flat against the New York Jets in a must-win game the next week. And I think he had more instances of being disappointing than he did popping. So I don't think that he did enough to warrant getting the job next year, you know, kind of handed to him. It's not his job to lose at the very least. He could still probably go win it. But that is something maybe whether it's through the draft or through free agency, they need somebody. Because at this point, I had a former GM tell me, guys don't get healthier the longer they play. You know, the older they get, it's not like they get stronger unless you're Tom Brady, which, respectfully, Tua is not. And at this point in his career, Tua has missed games to the extent that you need a high-level backup in the event, the unfortunately likely event, that he misses a couple games. So that is, again, right on their offensive line, adding a legit backup quarterback is priority number two. Hubris was the word I was looking for.
Yeah, I thought so. I didn't want to jump on. We don't know each other that well, but I thought hubris was where you were going.
I was like talking myself around a dictionary. I did two things at once right there. I don't think people have realized how impressive that was. different places that entire segment.
You were just talking, but really trying to search the anus of your brain to figure out what that word was.
Everything made sense, yeah, Marcel, yeah. Just so you know.
Welcome to radio, Marcel.
That is autopilot for you, man.
Hey, I got one more before we let you go. A quick one. I mentioned earlier Bradley Chubb. Him and Jalen Phillips both coming off, Chubb's injury happened 2 years ago, but where are the Dolphins with both of those players going into this year?
Well, they picked up Jalen Phillips' fifth-year option, so he's going to be playing on that. Bradley Chubb was at a place where he was not healed enough to play and force somebody out at the end of the season, because you can't just bring somebody back. Somebody else has to go. And so from their perspective, he wasn't back enough. He wasn't ready enough to warrant taking somebody else's spot. And I think Bradley Chubb understood that. But they do expect him to be a full go this offseason. This is not a situation where Chubb is still having to rehab the injury. I think he's good to go. They're ready for him to be back. Jalen Phillips is already freaking running, dude. So, he wants to be back by training camp. That much I could tell you. Whether he will be, different story. Team's obviously going to have to protect him from himself to an extent as well. They expect both these guys to be available. And then Chubb Robinson, who, look, man, like, I love a good victory lap just as much as the next guy, so I'm going to take one here. Dolphins fans were so disappointed by this kid based on his first 4 weeks. And I told people, just be patient. The light is starting to come on. He's not finishing, but he's getting there. And that's something that we saw a lot from Jalen Phillips, too. That's the next best thing. Sacks aren't the full story. And then the sacks started to come. The pressures started to come. The tackles for loss remain. The QB hits remain. The guy looks like a future star, especially with that explosive first step. So if he continues to build, he continues to take a step forward, this could be, and a lot of ifs here, but Chubb and Phillips returning to full health, especially in Chubb's case this is almost a year and a half, 2 years off. They could have a formidable three-man pass rush.
Yeah, I agree with you on Chop Robinson. He, as the year went on, he became more and more of a force, and I think is someone certainly that we're going to be keeping our eyes on here a couple times a year. Marcel, thanks a lot for this. Yeah, it's great to catch up.
Appreciate you.
All the best, and hopefully we get a chance to visit again sometime over the summer.
Absolutely, man. Y'all know where to find me. Appreciate you having me on.
There's Marcel Louis-Jacques, ESPN.com Dolphins beat guy. Spent a couple of years here in Buffalo covering the Bills for the same outfit. Nice to catch up with him. We are super duper late. We'll take a timeout here. Nate Geary's in for Mike. I am the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.